Welcome to this week's End of Days Update. Glad you could be with us this week. Hey, if you're anywhere near the northern or middle part of Michigan this weekend, we'll be at Victory Church in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We'll have a great time. Great church. People are so hungry hearing the Word. So we're coming to you each week on the End of Days Update to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war. Several things happened this last week that were blatant about that. So, you know, with the rapture being signless, the second coming has tons of signs. So we look at what's going to happen just after the rapture. And boy, you're seeing the setup for it every single week. It's absolutely amazing. Remember what Jesus said, hey, you can tell what the weather's going to be, but you don't know your hour of visitation. See, he wanted them to know. Why would he want us to know the times? I've heard people say, well, if you preach on end times, you just get everybody's hopes up. That's exactly right. And if you thought the Lord was coming this week or next week or tomorrow, you'd change the way you live. You'd be kinder, you'd be sweeter, you'd live more holy, be more of a soul winner. So the whole thought pattern is acceleration. As you see the finish line, you run faster, not slower. So everything we're getting into shows us blatantly the finish line. So let's look at what's happening around Israel. So much is happening around Israel. I'm going to try to back into it a little bit. A lot happening with the Temple Mount. You had Israeli forces looking at Judea and Samaria, the northern part of Samaria, because of clashes that were breaking out. But the number one thing that's happening that really points to the coming of the Lord is Iran. You've got France pushing Israel and pushing America, making them say they have to take this new accord. This new accord is so horrible. The Mossad said you cannot do this nuclear agreement with Iran. It's horrific. It's kind of wild. It came out this last week that Iran has 12 different missile sites where they're building and assembling missiles all over Syria. So Iran keeps pulling more missiles down into Syria, and the defense minister for Israel said there's 12 exact sites. Along with that, they said publicly, now when they say things publicly like this, they're letting you know they're getting ready to do something. Well, they found out that Iran has tripled their enrichment of uranium. That's how close to breakout they are. So Israel said, basically, there's nothing much we can do. It doesn't matter what kind of accord you have. They're literally ready to have a nuclear weapon. So it won't, I'm saying that, so don't be surprised if crazy things happen pretty soon, because that's what's going on. Now, this agreement that's come up that looks like exactly the agreement for the Ezekiel 38 war is, remember, Iran started supplying Russia with drones, or kamikaze drones, or missile drones. Well, Ukraine shot down one of those drones this last week. Even our Defense Department said it's kind of weird that Russia could implement the use of those that quickly. So with all of that, you've got that tie with Iran and Russia right there militarily. Now, they've been politically tied together and they've talked together, but that military combining is what Ezekiel 38 is going to be, and you see the setup for that right now. You've got a lot happening with China and Taiwan. I mean, the threats that keep coming back and forth, pretty amazing. You got solar flares. It looked like there was a warning about cell phones because of solar flares. If I got into all the places that had earthquakes, one earthquake after another, it's just blatantly all over the earth. So with all of that, you've got things happening even with the Euphrates. There was a report that came out this last week that said the Euphrates River, Iraq, is basically drying up, and the Euphrates River will dry up within years. Now, that's kind of wild. They don't know what the Bible says that's going to happen. At the very end of the tribulation, the Bible says the Euphrates River dries up and the kings of the east come over that river. So you've got scientists even talking about that right now. So many things coming up with the Temple Mount. There was a skirmishing of like who's going to take control after the Jordanians run out. So I think it's getting ready to get crazy with the Temple Mount. So more archaeological finds came out this last week showing that Israel has a right to the land. It's pretty cool to see it one time after another. Now, the political scene is even more interesting than ever. When you see all the stuff, the back and forth that's going on with their political structure, it almost mirrors kind of what happened to America. So all that is a subculture of spiritual things that are getting ready to happen. There's days of great change coming because the Messiah is coming. I told you the other day that they got the oil of anointing ready. They've got the ink ready for the red heifers. So they're getting it all together. So let's go to the Bible, though. All these things are showing us how close we are. Let's go to the Scripture. The Scripture tells us that the generation that sees Israel made a nation and Jerusalem won back, that group of people is the one he's coming back for. That's us. Then you got the Hebrew language restored. You got the Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You got the revival of the Roman Empire. You have all of this stuff that's happened, 172 different species of predatory birds. Amazing. You got fish in the Dead Sea. You have the Dead Sea turned blood red where Sodom and Gomorrah were. And on the Day of Atonement, you have all these things that are happening that are so amazing. So you go from there to signals. You have the blood red moons, four in a row on Passover and Tabernacles. How crazy is that? That's radical. Then after that, you had the Bethlehem Star, Jupiter, Regulus, and Venus. It's all happening. I mean, that's kind of crazy that Regulus does retrograde motion right there and forms a crown over Jupiter. So blessed that we have signs of his coming. We got signals of his coming, and we have the earth getting ready for the coming of the Lord. So we make great changes. What do? Help our local church, help our local pastor. We're engaged. We're involved. We're all in. There's a church I was in the other day, and that was the t-shirt, all in. And that's the way it should be. Jesus is just about to come. Well, we'll come back next week and we'll look at what's happened, because so many things are happening with Iran, about their missile systems. If I got into everything that happened about those 12 different ones, it would freak you out, specifically with the Atomic Energy Agency showing up with material that they shouldn't be finding all over Iran. Crazy. Well, have a blessed, wonderful week, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out, or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week.